Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
For goodness sake, Keith, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday to you. I'm looking at an array. I have 21 cuts of sound I can play for you, and they all make me sad. So I'm not going to do it right now. We're just having a lot of fun today on a Friday, and we are very glad to be with you. And we've got another guest in studio with us, Rob.
Digital, get down.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
You can get this life, too, if you work hard and stop being bitter and busted.
I don't follow rules. I follow dogs on social media.
That's not how any of this works.
Rob, thanks for coming in.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's Friday. Isn't Friday just inherently better than Thursday?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So my wonderful wife is leaving for New York City this weekend to go visit her sister who works for BuzzFeed. Hashtag humble brag.
Oh, and, works for BuzzFeed,
name dropping,
huh?
Name dropping.
It is a cat blog.
Do it again.
BuzzFeed is a cat blog run by unhappy people in Brooklyn.
Yes, this is true. She's a happy person, though. Meg's a happy person.
I've never been able to use that in context. That makes me really happy.
You know, if you have me on more often.
Sure. Absolutely. We keep trying to schedule you. Your schedule is so busy.
Wow. Can I talk to you off air about that?
No. That's why we're talking about it on.
Let's squash it right now.
Where it's safe.
So she said to me this morning as she's packing her bag saying, oh, so you're going to be a bachelor for like 10 days. Are you excited? What do you got planned?
10 days?
Yeah, she's been gone for 10 days to visit her sister. Good relationship there. And I said, honestly, I can't wait to get home, let the dogs out, take my shoes off, and go to bed.
Really? Sleep?
Yeah, so I'm so happy
want to
it's
sleep.
Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like Katie's got her blanket over her shoulders right now.
Always.
She's halfway ready for her bed.
It's cold in here.
It is cold
in here.
That's why I stand when I need to like get some energy going because it's so cold.
Circulation.
Mm-hmm. You guys are doing great.
I'm fine.
You're doing all right?
I'm good.
You look great.
Thank you.
You look great.
You look good.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. We should start our own podcast.
This is weird, folks.
I look
weird.
I bet we could get
two
some
guys
views,
that
man.
Look
we
great.
We could get some views,
for
man.
Sure.
I'll tell you what.
Look at us.
For a Republican, you are sinfully handsome.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Indeed.
That was Katie. That was me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, what's happening in the world, sports fans? We got
Katie?
What's happening in St. Louis right
now? You're talking to your number
one
sports fan.
Here she is. Sports correspondent Katie. Come on, guys. Kick that ball. Score that point. Go. Fort ball.
I think the correct way of saying it is tap that ball.
Tap that.
Wow. Inappropriate.
Flag it. Flag tape.
All right. Well, we're just going to get into it. So today is happy 816 day. Happy 816 day.
816. Today 816.
816.
August 16th.
Also the area code for our sister city across the state, one Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
So, you know, 314 is the area code in St. Louis.
Right.
Here in St. Louis?
Here in St. Louis.
Okay.
And so on March 14th, we celebrate Happy 314 Day, mm-hmm. which is also Pi Day.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Or in St. Charles, we celebrate June 36th.
Yes, 636 Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then we celebrate June 18th in Illinois.
That's right.
36th
right?
of June.
Yeah, 36th of June. Right, exactly.
That's like July. Is that July 4th?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Oh,
July 5th.
Would that be?
Who
yeah.
knew?
No, yeah, 5th.
30 days June, right?
30. Yeah,
yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
So 36.
You were saying?
July 6th.
I'm not good at this.
Hey, welcome to the Annie Fry Math Studio.
It depends on if there are 30 or 31 days in June, and I don't know the answer to that
exactly.
question.
I don't remember.
I think it's 30.
Does that logic work for you, MIT guy?
Which one?
It's either 30 or 31 days, and then you take the difference minus 30 or 31, right? Does that math work out?
I'm not actually good at math.
If you had to add six.
No, okay.
Wow. Okay. Well, I have to put this segment
on my
back.
What should I say to really?
All right. Trending in St. Louis, though. Trending in St. Louis,
yeah,
though.
That was for
Canadian
sarcasm. You know something?
Sarcasm.
You're not nice.
Oh, thank you. You picked up on that.
Because the sarcasm is deep in Canada, and I think it's same.
We call
there,
it
right?
Passive aggression in Minnesota. Yeah, also exactly. Second language.
Yeah, same difference.
Yeah, passive aggressiveness.
That's a slight language difference.
The problem is, so when I moved down here, I explained to my wife that the second language of Minnesotans is passive aggression.
Yes.
Also known as Minnesota nice.
Did you say the T in Minnesotans, or do you drop it out and just
Minnesotans.
Pause? You just drop it out and don't say it.
Minnesotans.
Yeah.
Sotans.
Okay.
Sotans.
Love it. Sorry.
So, the problem is.
Wait, you're not from here?
She was. So I told her, I got her all prepped. So the first time we went up there to visit family and friends, she was always coming up to me and be like, is this person sincere or are they speaking Minnesota nice? I'm like, oh no.
She doesn't even go here.
So we'll just get into this today. So I figured because Gabe really likes this, I wanted to teach you, Gabe, about how to speak Minnesotan.
Yes, please.
So we got a couple of words here.
Get my bell ready.
You betcha.
Oh, yeah.
You betcha.
You betcha.
Yes, you've got it. That's a direct translation.
Don't the E's in North have to kind of sound like A's?
Big. Yep.
But that's an A.
Bagel. Big. Big for mercy.
Bag.
Okay, I'm going to retire the bell because I'm just going to be hitting it.
No, it's great.
ding, ding, ding.
Instead of saying, oh boy, or to have an exclamation, we say, oofta.
Oofta.
Whoa.
Oofta. Yeah, I've said that before,
I
didn't
know. Okay,
now
that's definitely Germanic.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Swedish.
Medic origin.
Yep.
Swedish.
Mm-hmm. Swedish especially is ope.
We say that. That's
ope.
Like if you bump into someone, ope.
Yep.
Ope.
Except
yeah.
oops.
Sorry.
Yeah. But that definitely is Scandinavian.
We totally say ope here. Mm-hmm.
This is still another, it's weirdly Minnesotan, is we say hot dish. So you might say tater tot casserole. Casserole is synonymous with hot dish.
Right.
Yeah, so somebody says, we're going to go over to grandma's and have a lutefisk hot dish.
It's a dish.
That's hot.
And it's hot.
So
makes sense.
Lutefisk. Oh, it's a white fish that is soaked in lye
Stop
for 30
a second.
Days.
Yes. Is that what they say in Frozen when they're in?
Yes. That's a lutefisk. It's a
Scandinavian Norwegian
fish.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they cure it in lye for 30 days.
Yep.
So
okay.
it's relatively dangerous.
Yeah, it sounds like the other fish that I would
does
not,
not
eat.
Sound appealing.
I would eat anything, but I've actually never tried that one.
Lutefisk?
Lutefisk.
Lutefisk.
Ludacris.
Yeah.
Yes.
So lutefisk got the flow that make your body go. So now that we're laughing, today, also 816 Day, is National Tell-A-Joke Day. And so I thought that I would tell one of my recent favorite jokes. A bear walks into the bar and says, give me a whiskey and Coke.
Coke?
Bartender says, why the big paws? A bear shrugs and says, not sure, I was just born with them.
Yep.
Manny laughed way too hard at that one.
I got a joke.
Yes.
Why can you never see a hippopotamus hiding in a tree?
Why?
Because they're really good at it.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh,
hey, everybody on the Facebook page.
You will retell that joke.
Everybody
I
on
promise.
The Facebook page,
yeah?
put your best joke.
Best
I want to see them on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Subscribe.
Facebook.com/AnnieFryShow.
Yes, because I want to see that. Okay, I've got one. It's a little. I'm going to try to cut it down. I had to
so
look
dumb.
It up because it's. Anyway.
We have till 3 p.m.
Yeah. Okay, first surgeon says, I like to see accountants on my operating table because when you open them up, everything inside is numbered. Second surgeon says, yeah, but you should try electricians. Everything inside them is color-coded. The third says, no, I really like librarians. Everything inside them is in alphabetical order. Fourth surgeon says, you know what? Forget all you guys. You're all wrong. Politicians are the easiest to operate on. There's no guts, no heart, no balls, no brains, and no spine. Plus, the head and the butt are interchangeable.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Woo. Slay.
Yes.
Are you guys ready for my joke?
Yes, please.
And that's all the time we got today. Thank you so much, Rob.
And turn on the music.
I actually don't know.
I have control over here, Rob.
Just
why did
joke.
Dracula lie in the wrong coffin?
Why?
He made a grave mistake. He made a grave mistake.
The singing. That is the best delivery I have ever heard.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
my gosh.
Do you know her singing chops, right?
Yes.
You know that she made Hollywood top 100 on American Idol.
Guys, which is why I always.
Guys.
Enough about me. Let's talk about
enough
you.
About
what
me,
do you
guys.
Think about me?
I've got to get out of here. Wow.
Get me out of here.
Get to the chopper.
And actually,
I am shook.
And Annie, that's actually a great segue. Annie, you might be a little shook after this story.
Okay.
If you haven't seen this trending today on Twitter, I apologize. But
yikes.
This, you were just recently there. There's a Disney story.
Oh.
So you're familiar with all the new live-action Disney movies that are coming out.
Yes.
You know, this summer was Lion King. Mm-hmm. Next summer
Aladdin.
Is Aladdin. Next summer is the new live-action Mulan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about the story today? So with all the tension that's happening in China and Hong Kong, the lead actress for the new live-action Mulan said that she is siding with and supporting the Hong Kong police, and that's causing a large backlash right now, to the point that Boycott Mulan is trending on social media today.
Oh, boy.
You heard the story, because I said it earlier.
Wow. Wow. I think Annie and Katie need to go step outside, and we, Gabe and I can start our new segment, our show.
Yeah,
right
exactly.
Now.
Exactly. Yeah, right now.
That was my highlights, but it's fine.
So you saw that. All right. Anyways, going more forward, also trending in St. Louis.
Did not pull the tape on me reacting in real time.
This is awkward. Man.
Moving on.
Yep, it was good.
I haven't been on radio for 5 years. I'm going to take over. Hey, welcome back to the Rob Kramer Show here on FM News Talk 97.1. I'm going to be your host for the rest of the day as Annie gets her stuff together.
So sorry.
Go ahead,
Thanks
caller.
Thanks for calling me out publicly and not in like 3 minutes when we go break.
Go ahead, caller.
Are you sure? Rob, go ahead.
What's up, guys? Awesome.
Start talking.
Something really cool today. So the Little League World Series is starting up right now. Little
I
League
heard
World
you the
Series
first time.
And yesterday there was two teams and one kid hit a home run in the game.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite things about Little League World Series, especially in the polarizing world that we are today, the pitcher that gave up the home run ran to the third baseline, and as the player came around third base to score, gave him a high five, and they got an embrace before he scored. So
nice.
That's so sweet.
You don't see that in any other level right now.
Actual sportsmanship. And,
the actual sportsmanship, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we talk about a lot of negative things all the time because that's really breaking and important news, but it's nice every once in a while to take a step back and see, you know, that whole teamwork,
good totally. Coaches, good stuff. Parents,
absolutely
who
right.
Who listen?
And later, he let the air out of his tires.
It was a diversion.
Sorry.
You know, I was thinking, I'm like, I could tell her off the break, but if the roles were reversed, you and Tony would be on me. That you is, both would be on me.
That is so.
And I will tell a girlfriend you were so on.
We just talked about it.
In fairness,
you were out of the room, I think.
To me, which. Really, this isn't fair to you, but we moved highlights. We were and I can't wait to go back and look at how much I faked like I was listening to that story, because I didn't. I was probably doing something else important. Oh, I know what I was doing. We were waiting for Frank to get into the studio because he was answering phone calls.
That's true. It
so
was distracting.
I'm just going to be honest with you people. I was stalling. Frank came in the studio. He did his two stories, but Katie did hers second. So I was not prepared to listen. It's my excuse.
We accept it. We accept it.
Jack says Rob is a hoot.
He is a hoot.
Yeah, Jack?
You're a hoot.
I appreciate that, Jack. Thank you so much.
Luftfisk. What was it called?
Lutefisk.
Lutefisk.
Fisk.
Lutefisk got the flow that make your body go, ooh.
Go to break.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We had a request on our YouTube chat. If you watch the show at YouTube, FM News Talk 97.1 YouTube page, we were talking about Ludacris, but we were talking about, what do you call it? Lutefisk?
Lutefisk, yes.
Lutefisk?
Lutefisk.
Only Rob could come in here and bring his northern heritage in here and make me understand something more from Frozen. What
Lutefisk.
Is, so,
it's a white fish of some sort, and it's lye.
Yeah, it's drenched in lye.
Yeah, for 30 days.
Yeah.
Why do you want to eat that?
I
Barf.
It's a historic it's a historical thing. Mm-hmm. It's like a classic food of the. I think they use the lye to preserve their fish, mm-hmm. obviously for periods of time or something like that. I don't know.
I think we can move on from that
obviously.
Kind of fish,
yeah. But lutefisk, something I do know a little bit more about, is ludicrous, and it was requested on the YouTube page or asked if anybody had ever heard Ludacris, the rapper, reading children's books, and anytime I hear this or remember that this exists, I have to go to YouTube.
Curious in theater, small.
Hey, llama llama, red pajama, reads a story with who? With his mama. Hey, mama kisses, what? Baby hair. Mama llama goes all the way downstairs. Hey, llama llama, what? Red pajama. Feels alone with who? Without his mama. Hey, baby llama, it wants a drink. Mama's at the kitchen. What the kitchen sink?
I just love it. And every time we have Llama
so
Llama
well
books.
So
yes. I think it's Power 106. Is that what it is?
In the video?
Yes. Yep. Power 106. In the old days, one of our sister stations when we were in Emma's owned property, but they had sold Power 106 before we became Entercom. And the ludicrous sitting there. In the studio, in this like iconic hip hop radio station signal, you know, them on the West Coast, Hot 97 on the East Coast, which I only know because they were part of our company. And we'd have the
I used to listen to them.
The funniest things when we would have meetings. And I was working digital for 97.1. So I am the digital girl at the conservative news talk station in St. Louis, Missouri. We got a little hip hop here. A
little bit.
We've got a little bit of a hip hop culture here in St. Louis, not necessarily on 97.1 specifically here.
The hip hop culture is in this
what
room.
What did we just open with? Because we've
right
got some hip hop going on.
Totally.
No, at 97.1, the hip hop culture is pretty much in this room from 12 to 3.
Especially when Tony Colombo's in here.
Yeah, exactly.
But we would have these meetings where we would have conference calls about digital. Here's what's working in the company. And there'd be examples like, well, now this ludicrous video reading Llama Llama was getting millions of views. And I would be like, what do I do with that?
How do I make this work with 97.1?
Dave Glover, come in here and read Cat in the Hat. Do it in a funny way. We'll video it. We'll see what happens.
Make the best of it.
And I'll be like... We got 47 views in this YouTube. I mean, it was so funny because you have these iconic brands that are... I've had people here since we've worked at Entercom who work in promotions who knew that we came from Emmis and was like, you guys worked for the same company as Hot 97? Like, I became cool in some way that I don't understand. And I'm like, I do have a friend at Hot 97 who's still there. He and I have gone to digital conferences together, mm-hmm. and we talk politics, and his are not like mine, but that's fine. We would talk about them, and it was fun. But being associated in any way with these iconic brands, but the conference call after the conference call after conference call, like, here's what's working in our big brands, and how can we make this translate? And it was just like...
And not only are you doing it with 106
mm-hmm.
and that kind of music, mm-hmm. you're doing it and trying to do it with a talk radio. So any kind of music and talk radio.
Yeah.
Two different worlds.
If I can get Ludacris in the studio, though,
oh my gosh.
I can make magic happen.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
Like, he's my favorite.
Katie?
I'll try. I got the hookup. I got the hookup.
Well, I need you to get on the phone.
Well, here's an idea. Grab some of the various iconic political voices that you got and get them to read rap lyrics.
Yeah, that would probably create Democrats. I don't think that story ends for the Republican Party.
Oh, come on. That would be awesome.
Let's talk about bro country these days and how if you read the lyrics to a bro country song and the lyrics to a hip hop song, you wouldn't know which is which.
Yeah.
Country music, like solid country music, is supposed to be a wink and a nod to the things in life that are maybe a little less talked about, but definitely shared by the many. But I don't need to know the details.
Yeah.
Acknowledging its existence is a good thing. And we don't all have to be prude about everything, thinking that nothing ever happens. Mm-hmm. But I don't need to know the play-by-play.
I think bro country in general has just changed from what I gather, because I know that you're a big country fan.
Made us stupider.
Yeah, it just changed the genre in general.
Mm-hmm.
It's much like AOC taking over the Democrats, the far left. She is.
It made them seem stupider.
I'm the boss. I mean, I love.
I'm shook.
I love a good hip hop beat.
Yes.
I don't necessarily want to be, you know, inundated with like the gangster rap of the 90s, 80s and the 90s.
I think it was 90s when it started coming.
90s. I understand it. I culturally understand where it comes from. I know it's a very important thing to a lot of people. And, you know, you do you. Same thing with bro country. If you like bro country, like bro country. Just because you like Florida Georgia Line doesn't mean that I have to suffer.
Totally. Totally. I am not there at all.
I'm not. And I can't be.
Thing.
I have standards. No, I'm kidding. But I mean, it's like you get to the point where it's, I guess they felt like they've done everything, so you got to go in a different direction. And I just don't know that bro country is the way I want to go in my country journey. But I did hear a song, and the band was something, I can't remember who it was right now, and I don't remember what the title of the song was, but I was listening to a country station here in town, and they were playing country music, and it sounded like Diamond Rio or something old school Neil McCoy, and I was like, who is this? And my husband and I were looking at it, and we popped up the thing, so it told us who it was, and we're like, we've never heard of this. And we're like, is this new? Is this Hope?
Well, look at Chris Stapleton. He's new. He's a new newer artist, and I mean, he's surrounded by people that are bro country, and he's like, nope.
I kind of feel like he's almost southern rock over country, at least in this day and age. But maybe if that's what the future of country is, I'm very happy about.
Mm-hmm.
I just need more. What do you listen to?
Well, these days I listen mostly to Christian
talk hip-hop. Radio.
Yeah, talk radio. Radio. Christian hip hop.
Yeah,
yeah, because like you said, I really like the beat. I like hip hop,
but you don't need to know.
But I don't need all those lyrics. So you know, Lecrae is in there. NF is in there. You know those guys.
There's a YouTube guy who does Disney videos that I watch. His name is Kyle Palo. If you like Disney, if you like watching the Disney World news and stuff as it unfolds, he does a daily vlog. And I actually met him when I was. Did I tell you that? We met him.
That's cool.
We ran into him at Disney World. Also, the Tim Tracker, which is also nerdy. So if you know Disney YouTube stuff, Tim Tracker's got like 650,000 followers.
Wow.
We saw him too.
Big dudes.
But I noticed that in one of his vlogs, he said NF. And he said it was a Christian rapper. And I did not know that he was a Christian necessarily. I didn't know that he wasn't, but I thought that was kind of cool.
Yep. NF's got some great crossover. His latest album, The Search, came out at number one.
Recently,
over Kendrick, I believe.
Was it recently?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
because
that was like a couple weeks ago.
That's, I think, when I saw it on the vlog.
Yeah, and that single, The Search, is I could play that song all day. Listen to it.
Well, we'll have to pull it up here. We'll play it before we go to a break. You have a YouTube channel.
I do.
St. John the Philosopher on YouTube. And I was just having a conversation about this with Steve here at the station. And I was talking about YouTube and how I'm trying to build a YouTube channel myself. So I have an Annie Fry YouTube channel, but it's more of a way for me to do things that are outside of the context of Noon to Three here. So if you wanted to know more or see more from me, you could check out that YouTube channel. And it's not going to be me sitting in front of a camera talking politics. Actually, hardly at all.
Yeah.
But
just fun stuff.
It's YouTube to me is a great companion to radio, and I think a threat to television. Mm-hmm. As far as entertainment consumption
definitely,
goes.
Definitely.
But you have built a YouTube channel, and people can go into YouTube and search St. John the Philosopher and see your stuff. What do you put up on your YouTube channel? What's the therapy of doing YouTube for you?
Well, it's kind of an eclectic mix of just things that I observe in the world and kind of putting out my philosophy on looking at those things and where I'm coming from. And I like to, you know, get a little deeper into some of these things that you can go sometimes on certain areas and media and things like that. But I still managed to do it in 10 minutes. So, you know, and of course, because it's a video that I'm producing, it's got a little bit of the flavor of the month that I like, you know, like Marvel movies and things like that.
I think I watched one of your videos recently about Star Wars, and it had 56,000 people, I think, had clicked on it.
Yeah. Oh, that was about Marvel. It was about Marvel. What was it about? It was a Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. It was a
yes, that was it.
Mm-hmm. Was it about how Groot is the sexiest Avenger?
How Groot is.
Katie's gonna have a YouTube channel. It's gonna have one. He's gonna have one video on it. It's gonna have 5 million subscribers, and she's gonna make a case for Groot being the sexiest Avenger.
Break down why Groot is so good looking.
And
clearly,
the thing about it is that that scenario could possibly exist.
Yeah.
In the world of YouTube.
In the world of YouTube.
Katie could become independently wealthy. Because of her defense of Groot as the most righteously sexy Avenger.
Over Thor.
If you don't watch Avengers, Groot is a tree. So
just an FYI.
Just FYI, yeah. Yep.
All right.
Talk about a tree hugger over here.
But, no kidding.
But one thing I wanted to throw out, mm-hmm. if you don't mind, is one video I was working on very recently was a video for that GoFundMe campaign I've mentioned on the air a couple times. We're still looking for donations, guys, please.
What is it for?
It's for a school in Liberia. I've got a couple of friends from Liberia. They run a school over there for rural kids. It serves upwards of 400 kids at any given time. So, you know, these are kids from the deep jungle, basically, and they wouldn't have any opportunities otherwise. And they provide those opportunities. Now, the school is threatened right now because they need to come up with $9,000 for a multi-year lease because the landlord is asking for, or demanding, I should say, a prepayment of the lease as opposed to the month-to-month that they were used to. Mm-hmm. So obviously they don't have that cash on hand. So this would be a way to get them out of a sticky wicket that they're in. They would be, you know, they're totally fine being able to support themselves from then on. It's just that right now there's this immediate need and we've only got a couple weeks before that needs to happen. So please, please, please go to my Twitter page, actually, at John Philosopher, or onto my Facebook page, St. John the Philosopher, and it's the pinned post or pinned tweet there.
Yeah, perfect. Well, let's do some phone calls here when we come back. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. If you want to give us a call and weigh in on any of the variety of extremely important topics that we've discussed today.
We've covered what skills do you have?
Yes. Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. We've got a poll up right now. I want to know, are you the type of person who wants the good news first or the bad news first? When someone says good news or bad news first, which do you choose? Because Katie is a good news first kind of person. I am not. I suspect that the majority of you aren't either. This is the way, if you really want to go support Katie and throw the whole thing, you can go to the Facebook poll right now and lie and say that you want the good news first.
Lie.
Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. Back in a second.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tony leaves the studio for a second. He comes back. Gabe's rapping into the microphone. And it's Friday still. Katie's talking like a 1942 announcer.
I was going for detective, but I'll take announcer.
Detective?
Hey, they all had the same accent. That's the thing.
So,
can you imagine 1950s
noir? It was like exactly like that.
Can you imagine if detectives were just walking around talking to each other like about like
it was
what
a
are you
cold,
get?
Lonely morning? See,
wow.
It just I was just thinking about like
it just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
I don't know if you're one to talk, Marianne Williamson.
Like if you were to walk in on a husband at home in the kitchen and a wife, he comes home from work from being a detective and he's still wearing his trench coat and his hat with a notepad in his pocket, and then they got to talk about what they need to get from the grocery store. How would that sound like?
Let's have that conversation.
You kind of put
improv.
Me on the spot.
I think you're
I'm an improv cat
yeah.
class.
No, I'm going to just think about that for the rest of the day and practice my Katie 1950s detective Look. Voice.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
I'm going to need some bananas. Annie, you okay? You okay, Annie? Are you ready for this? I didn't even ask.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm ready. So,
we don't even talk to each other about it. I just play things and he's on it.
We're out of eggs. We need some bacon.
All right.
Do you want a pound or 2 pounds?
Bread and milk. Now, are we going with margarine or straight butter? Hit it to me straight.
Salted butter.
If it's spray butter, it's not real butter. You can't spray your butter. What are you, some kind of maniac?
You lunatic.
What kind of nonsense is this?
Ludicrous.
An sociopath?
Oh.
I'm going for detective here, see? You want to call me an announcer? That's fine with me, but I'm a detective.
Do people say see anymore?
I don't know. Let's bring it back.
Katie does.
I think he just did.
Let's bring it back.
Thanks, guys.
I'm there with you.
I think it's back.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe with the four of us in this room. We'll see how far it goes after the show.
We'll try to spread it.
I don't think they're walking us straight out after this.
Should I be the detective or should I be Marianne Williamson?
No.
Should I just be Tony?
I'm pretty sure that you do you, Tony.
All right, let's do me.
Whatever you want to do.
So recently a story, I'm gonna tell the story to ask the question. So recently a story out of New York where a guy named Eric Dimitrios, looks like, went on a first date. Afterward, the person he went out on the date with asked him to turn on his read receipts for texts after the very first date.
Oh, no.
What?
That means that this person, after the very first date, wants to know, when I text you in the future, I want to know when you have read my text. I want to know that you have read it.
The exact moment.
The exact moment that you've read it. Take that out a bit and would imagine that that is meaning that they want to make sure that, hey,
you
read my text. Why is it taking you so long to get back with me? Or you haven't read my text yet. I sent an hour ago. Why aren't you reading my text? Are you okay with after one date starting to tell people what to do with their
sure. Read phones? Receipts on phone number blocked. Also, you
mic
can start
dropped.
Living with me.
You're not the one for me.
And I'll buy your meals. What kind of food are you out there?
Was it hobosexual?
You're not the one for me, see? I gotta be free like a bird. You can't hook me down. Can't tie me down to just one. I don't even know where I'm going.
Going to the next story.
Going on to the next story. There's a 63-year-old guy named Curtis Party from New Haven, Connecticut. He was recently busted for using a chainsaw to chop down a famous 200-year-old tree called the Door Tree in Hamilton, Connecticut. It got its name because the bottom of the tree grew to look like a big arch you can walk under, so the tree is famous. It was also featured once on Ripley's Believe It or Not. Why did Curtis chop down the tree? Because his brother liked it, and he hates his brother.
What?
Wow.
Are you okay?
Wow.
Are you okay with cutting down trees as a way to get back at people you don't like?
Are you okay with tree murder?
What did the brother do?
I have to say, I object.
Doesn't say.
Because
Your
Groot.
Honor, I object!
I mean, because Groot. Should you cut the
tree? Yeah, I was going to say, did they go to the tree for comment? And he said, I am Groot.
I am Groot. I would say that
you
I
know
would...
know where Katie stands on this.
I want to know Groot. More about what this level of hatred, like what goes into that, but I don't think it's the tree's fault.
No.
So I don't know that you should be cutting down, would you say 200-year-old
tree? The only reason he cut it down is because his brother liked it.
Wow. No. Don't do that. That's terrible.
His brother liked the tree, and I hate my brother. Ipso facto, the tree's gotta go.
Man, if you were a friend of that brother, you should probably watch your back.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Pretty
friend
ridiculous.
Of the tree, yeah. I'm a friend of the tree.
I am Groot.
Tony makes fun of me this whole time.
I'm not making fun of you.
Whatever.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm being an old timey detective.
Are you?
I am Groot.
You are a mean girl.
Tony.
This 37-year-old woman in Hertfordshire, England.
Were you here when we earlier had a 37-year-old man calling the show named Homer?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I was happy about that. I hope Homer's still listening.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
This
I
woman
love
is also 37
names.
Years old. And she's doing a Kickstarter for a butt lift.
A butt.
Wow. Lift. Again, I'm going to need to know what the current butt looks like.
She needs to. She needs the butt lift to be paid for by other people in order for her to have better mental health.
Come on.
People aren't buying it. So far, she's asked for $7,200. So far, she's raised $14.50.
Of her own money. She put
she
it, to start
it there.
She seeded that.
Are you okay with asking other people to pay for your butt lift so you can feel better about yourself?
You could ask. I don't know that I would expect a penny from anybody else. I am not opposed.
Is that what Kickstarter's for?
No.
Not at all. Yeah. No.
No.
Exactly.
I mean,
Kickstarter
go
is like
fund
I have
me is...
Yeah, Kickstarter is like I have a business idea.
Yeah.
I have a business idea. I'm not independently wealthy, nor am I at all able to make this idea work, but because I think it's a great idea, I'm going to share that idea with you and I want you to support me. Don't you, if you participate, do you get any benefit from that?
Yeah, usually they have a tiered
like a
participation thing. So you usually get the product or you'll get two of the product or
something,
you know, and then little bonuses and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
a t-shirt, a coffee mug,
a thank you on their website or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Thoughts and prayers.
This lady, this same woman successfully did a Kickstarter for an $8,500 nose job by faking depression.
Oh, no. Faking it?
That's what it says. She once scammed people into paying for an $8,500 nose job by faking depression.
You know what? If you want to get work
now
done.
Now she needs mental health for her butt lift.
Get your work done. If you feel like you want a little Botox, go get Botox. If you want if you want a butt lift, get a butt lift. I don't care. Like,
pay for it with your own darn money.
Figure out a way. Put your house up as collateral if it's that important to you. But don't expect anyone else to participate in that at all. And if I think it's a stupid idea, that shouldn't stop you from getting the work done that you want on your dime. But to like put the Kickstarter up and it's going to end up being a story that's kind of sad and pathetic. And we're going to spend 3 minutes talking about it on a radio show.
And it's on our Annie. Are you okay?
Are you? Yeah. Am I wrong?
A horse would be cheaper.
67, according to a new survey, 67% of Americans say they have intentionally done a bad job on a chore so they could get out of doing it again in the future.
Here's a good example of that. As a parent, when you volunteer to do something, especially in my experience at parochial school where you don't have things that are funded by taxpayer dollars, you're actually paying your tax dollars over there. But at school, you're paying the tuition, but they don't have extra resources. So you have to pitch in. That's part of the deal. You are a big, happy family and you have to make things work. And if you don't want to do it, then it doesn't happen. If you decide to run the school auction and you're good at it, you are screwed. You are going to be the one who is responsible for it. Mm-hmm. It is you forever.
Same thing at church. If you're good at something,
yes!
That's going to that's your job forever.
They go to you for life.
So, are you okay with people screwing up the laundry or maybe not washing dishes properly? Shrinking a couple shirts?
Shrinking shirts?
Well, you know what I mean? Like
vandalism.
Like doing laundry poorly.
Yeah.
Or cleaning up the bathroom poorly so you never have to do it again.
What was the story you did last time about running an errand to not change a poopy
diaper? Oh, yes. Running an errand to not change a poopy diaper.
Yeah. I just remembered we need salted butter.
Margarine.
A fake errand. Yeah. Not even a real errand.
Looks like Tony Colombo's circling the block again.
Faking it.
Like,
I'm going to go buy milk. Actually, no, the milk, there's a full gallon in the...
If you don't want to do the chore, I mean, like...
Just be honest.
If you don't have a choice in doing the chore, then be responsible and do it correctly.
Same.
Let's get to the store and buy the butter.
Do your job, same.
I'm just thinking of the before picture in those infomercials with the organizing things. They just can't do anything right.
Yeah,
oh, my
kidding.
Gosh.
Stuff,
oh my
god! Spaghetti's falling all over the place because I've never been able to put spaghetti from point A to point B successfully before for three low payments of $83 plus shipping and handling.
Listen here, you ding dong.
Listen here.
Well, I'm getting a lot of comments
Don't
of people who
my laundry.
Enjoyed the fun nature of the show today. a couple of people who are like, I'd like to talk about more serious things, check out the podcast. We've done both all
it's
week.
Friday.
And Monday we'll be back. And I'm sure there'll be a bunch of crap to talk about then. Dave Glover Show coming up next.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.